All right, let's move on now, if we can, to item 8, which is a pension administration system project update. That's hard to say. It's a lot of... Anyway.
So I can start us off. I know we've had a long day, so this will be pretty quick. But we wanted to just provide an update on the pension administration system. Last time I had mentioned that we would start working on go live dates, and we have started to work on what those dates could be. Right now we're looking at about fall. We want to take into consideration the level of quality that we're currently receiving from Sagitech. We want to keep it at that level, as well as operationally. We know that we're going into our busy season. So we have been starting to put together a timeline and figure out what dates would make sense in order to keep that quality up, as well as operationally not overload the staff with a new system in the middle of our busy time. So as we get through this more, we'll have a better idea if we're looking at fall, late summer, but that's kind of the timeline that is falling into place at this point. We know that our next module is getting delivered in April, and we're going to start running parallel payrolls in April. So we'll definitely have a better idea in May of if we're going to be ready to hit a go-live date. But so far, the quality that we've been seeing from Sagitech recently has been very good, so we have high hopes of that. Also, our data has been doing very well with cleanup. So on both the data side as well as the functionality side, we're in a good position. We just want to continue down the same path at the same level. But we have Aaron from Sagitech and Jesse from Siegel that can add to that if they would like, or if you have questions for them.
All right, thank you. I had just one question before we turn it over to Jesse and Aaron, which is when we talk about fall go live, is that September fall? Is that, you know, leaning October fall? Just trying to get a sense of your general time frame.
I think we're looking at more earlier fall, but I don't want to say for sure until, like I said, we get through quality. Okay. We see how our March retirements are, because I don't want to commit to something and then have March retirements go a little out of whack and we're having to move a date again. But I think we're definitely looking at early fall.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Jesse, Aaron, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to add on to what Christina was saying, the quality continues to improve, which is great. It's certainly improving better than the Warriors are performing at the moment.
It's a low bar. Sorry.
Well, it's improving a lot better. The quality we are seeing is a lot better. Just to give you some numbers so you have some context, I mean, out of 341 test cases that are available today, 317 of those test cases have been tested on 28 modules. So that's roughly a little over 90% of the test cases available for the released modules. And the pass rate is averaging around 90%. At the moment, so which is good. I know that number is going to go up and down, obviously, as other additional releases come out, but we're seeing positive momentum on the quality, and we're taking additional time to really make sure that those test cases are vetted and they're executed properly. So I just wanted to share that piece of it. There's still 15 modules left from the core application. That's going to be the focus area. And as Christina pointed out, the next two critical modules are going to be death and payroll processing. Payroll processing is amongst the most important aspect of it, because it's really making sure that the retirees get paid what they're supposed to be paid, and that the quality meets our expectations from what they're getting paid today, and they're getting paid the exact same tomorrow on the new system. So there's going to be a lot of parallel payroll process testing that's going to be happening. That's just starting in April. But we'll get a feel of what it looks like by end of April or so.
Okay. Any questions of Jesse? I don't know if Aaron wants to add anything. But
the only thing I would add is I know many times when I've been here, right, the focus has been on schedule and why aren't we meeting schedule. And I think one of the things we've done is we've stepped back and collectively looked at and said, you know, schedule is very important, but ultimately it's the quality of the solution that we implement that is the most important. And so what we've done, again, collectively working with CSER and working with Siegel, is come up with an approach to say, hey, we need to slow down a little bit in order to actually meet our ultimate goal of implementing a high-quality solution for CSER and its membership. And that's what we have done, and that's where we're seeing the increase in the trends of quality up to this point. So from the standpoint of fall 2024, we are working with CSER and Siegel to really refine that. But we are confident on the fall 2024 date for solution implementation go live with a quality solution for the organization and its membership.
Well, that's the ultimate goal. So
it is the ultimate goal. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and my question about timing wasn't intending in any way to try to pin this down. I just wanted to get a general sense of time frame. We are where we are, and it at this point we're well beyond the original date. So the point is to get it right. I think we all feel that way.
Agreed.
So it's the most important thing. It's essential. So it's taking the time it's taking, but the closer we get to an endpoint, we'll start to want to know more details about that. I just wanted to get a general sense.
Okay.
Any other questions for Jesse or Aaron?
Question for Christina. Any concern retirees from two systems, so it's already been addressed?
There's no concern. Of course, there's pros and cons to either, actually. We're going to be migrating all of the data from the old system into the new system either way, historically. Mm-hmm. So we could run the 1099s out of the new system midway, or if it's at year end, then we could run it out of the old system, do a comparison to the new system. So there's pros and cons, and that's something that we are evaluating when we're looking at dates. But operationally, we want to make sure that staffing-wise, we're able to handle to make sure 1099s get out from whatever system we're using and they're correct when they go out, and that we're comparing them between both systems. But either way, the data is going to be in the new system and in the old system when we have to process the 1099s.
Thank you.
Any other? Yes, Chair.
Have we reached a point yet? I've kind of lost track. Data cleanup and rationalization, all the rest of that stuff is a critical part of this whole project. Is that largely behind us at this point, or is there still considerable data cleanup that needs to be done? Is that part of the project largely done, or?
Yeah, I would say that part of the project is largely done. There's still nuance to it. There's little things here and there that do need some additional cleanup, so that's what the focus is. But that's largely behind us. I mean, we're at over a 99% cleanse rate.
Yeah, I mean, that's a critical part of this thing. I mean, you can set up the systems the way they're supposed to run, but if you're still spending a lot of time trying to figure out why this number doesn't tie with that number because it was ill-defined, then that's a real problem. So that's good to hear. So at least everybody's in agreement as to what this data field means in both systems. Good, thanks.
All right, any other comments, questions? If not, thank you both.
Thank you.
Let's just keep at it. It's been good news of late, so that's good.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping the Warriors have the same degree of success so that your bar that you've established for how this project compares will always be higher.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.